How would I describe mom? So she was, the first images and impressions that come into my mind, she was always quick to smile. She was cheerful, even though when you knew she was not. She always showed cheerful on her face and on her demeanor, even though there were times in which you knew something was wrong or her heart was breaking or she was upset about something. Extraordinarily thoughtful about everything when it comes to other people. That, to me, that was the whole purpose behind what I said in her eulogy, was that mom always thought of everybody else before she thought of herself. And I know that translates into my life, where I'm the first person that will not go out and buy something that I've wanted for eons because I think it's a frivolous purchase or it's not something we need. And Steve says that all the time. He's like, oh my God, will you just buy it? Stop looking at it and buy it. I'm like, no. And then he'll buy it for me. But so that whole aspect, and it's like birthdays and anniversaries and summer picnics and holidays and everything. She knew all of that and knew how to plan for that and deliver that. It was just, if I could describe mom in one word, it would be a hearth.
Oh, that's nice.
Like a fireplace hearth, because warm, inviting, loving, comforting.
Jimmy's turn.
I was going to say, a kind and loving person, very thoughtful of other people, of other circumstances, what's the right thing to do. She was always very, very aware and cared about that, in what she said and what she wrote and how she behaved and what you did as it related, especially to the family. I also see another part of my mom that maybe others see less so. She was very much a product of her time. Her dad died when she was 16, and she wound up working and for several years up until she married dad, I suppose. So for three and a half years, she worked to help support her mom. She was always very, I think that made a huge influence on her life in terms of being thrifty. I should think she was always very worried about being poor and impoverished. So she saved and, you know, recycled and did all these things before it was even popular, just because it would save a little bit. So very much a product of her upbringing in that regard. And then the complexity I mentioned before about her living through the, you know, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and the changes, especially around women. I think mom embraced some of that, but not all of it, and I think it was a huge tragedy that she never had a chance to go on to school more than what she did. She had a little bit of trade school right out of high school, and she was a very smart woman, and I think she was foiled by that lack of education. And there's a certain sexism that happened when she tried to work outside the home. Having six kids, that would also be a difficult, you know, arrangement. If dad wasn't fully up to taking on the challenge, which I don't think he was, and we were hooligans to the max. So a couple times mom did try to work outside the home, were really met with a lot of resistance. And that, I think she was a frustrated woman in some regards about her options and opportunities for her life in life learning and in experiencing other than a more very traditional wife-mother role. But she did that role extremely well. And again, the hearth is a good single word. So, kind and loving person all the way.
Well, ditto.
It's not an episode of Seinfeld.
No, you know, when AJ said, and I was like, wow. I immediately went to mom being alone because her dad died early on when she was young, and her mom died fairly young too for her, you know, so she was alone.
She was the youngest of their family, yeah.
And so she had all these sisters and you know, just made it was kind of like mom made it a point for them to be a part of her life. Not them trying to be a part of her life, but her making sure that they were a part of her life. And so, you know, going back to the planning and you know, going, doing things. I referred to maybe it was Diane or maybe it was mom, but mom was dad's navigator. you know. And so whenever something happened, mom was the one that was behind it, making sure that the flow went properly. That planning part of that you talked about, Jim, was very, very important part of it to her. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff I remember. I also remember at the end, her faith. I didn't realize how strong mom's faith was. I always thought about, you know, where's mom and her faith? But I'll never forget, every time I left the house or there, whenever I was with them, I always stopped and blessed them. And it was like, they were just feeding on that, both mom and dad. It was just, it just surprised me how important that was. And so I saw that lot more at the end than I did early on. And I think it was because maybe I was a hooligan. I don't know. And then, you know, that made me more aware of the family, how important the family dynamics were to mom. You know, this relationship amongst us six kids was very important to mom. And to have, you know, the fallout of some of the things that have occurred between us happen. That was very hard on mom, that she had to witness that and be a part of that. And so I think that's where I get my, you know, even today, family is important to me, but more to me, it's my immediate family. And so because I think at times the extended family, it was a lot of work for mom. She had to work hard at that part of it. And so, of course, I'm going to take the easy way out and not work so hard at it and be more introverted to my family. And so I know that she definitely was the glue. And that's going to make an impact on on all of us.
A couple of things I wanted to feature that go along with what the rest of you guys have said. Without a doubt, she all loved us very well. And one of the things she said to me that I'll never forget is that you don't have a favorite child. You treat them each specially, but you don't have a favorite. And that sticks with me because sometimes my kids will say, oh, you know, that's your favorite child. But that was something I learned from her. That's very true. I also think that whole thing about her and parties and events, they were like the focal point for her life, because when we were planning a big event, like it was a graduation party or an anniversary party or a birthday party, then she could get herself really wrapped up into that and make it the best party that it could be. Then it would be a little bit of a letdown for her afterwards, because like, okay, well, that's done now, time for what's the next thing that we can do that would give her some new energy. But learning our prayers, learning to be forgiving, learning to look at what's the best that a person has to offer. There was a saying that came from her mother that she said to us often, and that was, if you can't say something nice about someone, don't say anything at all. And I think sometimes we forget about that. It's easy to do in a very negative society. But like Mike was saying about her always having a smile on her face, she generally tried to find the best in anybody. There was another expression she would use there, but for the grace of God go I, when it came to some things that happened in other people's lives that she said could have been my kids, but it wasn't, and I'm blessed for that. But she also was very conscious of there's no right to judge somebody else because of what happened in their life. So I think she taught us all a lot of really good life gifts. She was generous. Her gifts that she gave us were thoughtful. You know, whatever her means allowed her to give, she gave with her whole heart. And man, she was thrifty. Years ago, she and I were scrapped. We did this, you know, you like save up 4 soup labels and you get a dollar in the mail. And that was a hobby of hers right up until just a few months before the car accident. Actually, even after the car accident, Joe and I made sure some of her friends got things sent back to them. And that was about being a byproduct of the Depression, about saving things, you don't waste, you know, waste not, want not. Some of those phrases I used in the recording we did before their anniversary, it's the things that they're inbred in us in how we conduct ourselves in our lives, which is even why sometimes some of this stuff is hard to throw away, even though we've got more than we need. It's like looking at going, Mom wouldn't throw that away, but where am I going to keep it?
So, interesting conversations thus far, and I think one of the things that I guess I would say about Mom, she loved each of us very differently. We each had our own personalities. She didn't always like it. And I remember things about Mom teaching Dawn how to sew. I remember Mom listening to Michael so intently when he was practicing. I remember Mom defending Jim when he punched me because I called him a mama's boy. And I remember a telephone call at 3 o'clock in the morning when Mom was really concerned about one of her children and what am I supposed to do. And she, like I say, she loved each of us differently. And I remember how proud she was of me when I was given an award for Girl Scouting with my daughter and the Girl Scouts by the AFL-CIO. They did this really goofy video. I remember laughing about it because I thought, oh my God, I look terrible in this. And Mom's like, yeah, I don't give a damn, you know, what you look like. It's what they're saying about you. And she was very proud of that accomplishment. I also remember a time where I was very, as my birth date says, very independent. I moved out when I was 17 years old because I didn't like the rules in the house, and Mom and Dad said, if you don't like the way it is here, there's the door, don't let it hit you in the ass on the way out. And I was going to show them. And I remember also some other statements that were made about you're never going to amount to anything because you're not going to graduate from high school, blah, blah, blah. And some of those comments were made more of as a challenge to me to see whether or not I would rise to the occasion. Some of the memories of a mom are camping. And for Dad, for that matter, because both of them really loved taking their family camping. And I remember Mom, again, this is how she loved each of us differently, but she was also very caring. We went on a hike one time in the Rocky Mountains, and she stayed back with one of my brothers who was very little, and because she wanted, you know, knew we weren't going to, the littlest one wasn't going to be able to make it on the trip. And so we all went hiking with Dad, and we took the wrong turn and ended up on a 7-mile hike instead of a 1-mile hike. And Mom just, like, got totally freaked out by the time we had been gone for like 3 hours and called the Rangers, and they were about ready to come out looking for us. And I remember her scolding Dad when he got back. But it was all about her mama bear, if you will, protecting her children. And she protected each of us differently again. And I think that's what made her a good mom. She definitely had our individualness in her thoughts when she worked or made decisions about us. And I know I am who I am because of her.